this thing on.
Oh, hello there.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm not too shabby. How about yourself, Karen?
Where are you?
I am hunched over my phone at the airport. It's plugged into my laptop, but I've only got the tiniest cord, so I'm kind of doing a downwards dog talking.
Watch out for that. Okay, you're still in Christchurch. Otautahi.
Yeah, just came back from Dunedin. I just dropped the rental car off this morning, and yesterday I was meant to bring it back. They gave me a call yesterday saying, you brought it back late. It's late. Where is it? Where's the car? And I said, well, no, it's tomorrow that I need to bring it back. I'm in Dunedin. And they said, no, it's today. And they were right. And they said somebody was having to pick it up. So I started driving all the way back from Christchurch.
Okay, yeah,
thinking,
I'm
how
bored
am I gonna
now.
Get
Stop it. All right. So you didn't make it to the studio. You all right?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Okay. You didn't make it to the studio. So tell us, who is your demo god victim today?
My demo god.
Yeah, for next week.
This week is Emily Wheatcroft Snape, a.k.a. M, who's just been embarking on a solo career after like a long and storied, I suppose, career so far as an audio engineer and a producer.
Okay, and so you presented M with the prompts, which I was thinking about that this week, and I reckon that you shouldn't take the prompts away once they've been used.
Oh, so like someone else can do You're Not the Bloody Doors, Mate, and yeah. Someone else can do Dislocated in the Diaspora.
Yeah, I reckon. But anyway, too late now. So what did M choose? Maybe for next time.
Maybe for next time. It's the exploration of space.
Great.
Yeah, she says, I feel like an indie folk pop song on the exploration of space would be fun. And we haven't been up yet, unlike the other one.
No, that's,
I don't even
that
know
sounds
what's gonna happen.
Great. So, all right, so when is the plan to get this recorded?
Okay, Wednesday, I think we are. She's got her own studio. And I've been there before. I don't know if you've heard Greta O'Leary's music.
Yes.
Yeah, we did a little session in there the other day, so I've seen him in the studio. It's nice. And I don't know what we're going to do. I actually thought that she was more of a multi-instrumentalist than she might be. She was like, it's production and singing that's my main thing. So maybe I'm going to have to do the bulk of the instrumentation, and she's going to be singing, writing, producing. She's such a sick producer. So it's going to be good.
So stylistically, have you chatted about that?
Well, I kind of think that maybe we should look online for some samples. I'm kind of in a sample-based mood. And I think that she's kind of au fait with using that stuff. So maybe we'll load up Splice and get some royalty-free stuff going. Did you know that, that Sabrina Carpenter's song Espresso, that was made with three royalty-free Splice samples just clutched together. And that made her $1 billion. So maybe we'll do the same thing.
You're looking to make some moolah, are you?
I don't know. I mean, well, what are we going to cut you in on for the songwriting credit? We've talked about this, haven't we? You were like, oh, no, don't credit me. I don't want any APRA production points. I don't want any songwriting points for my part in this. But what are you going to say when you're crashing on my gold-plated couch?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we better renegotiate.
You can have 5%.
Mm, of what?
Of the gross.
Okay. All right. No, I'll have to think about it. Hang on. You'll have to put that in writing. Anyway, all right. So,
all right. Well, it's a verbal contract right now.
Yeah, nobody's heard. Yeah, but yeah, they have. Okay, cool. Right. So it's tell us again. It's I've forgotten what it is. It's about space. What did I call that prompt?
An exploration of space.
Exploration of space and the artist?
M. E-M.
E-M
actually got a song out called Go just the other day. We should play it. And I don't know, the first time I worked with her, I animated her CGI riding a dolphin for her last music video. So people should check that out too. It's called Love to Be.
All right. Who was that who came and said something to you just then?
Oh, that was one of the I'm taking up a lot of space at the airport, and I am kind of lounging around prostrated. I just had to clear up a little bit of a little bit of an understanding there.
What did the person say to you? I'm curious.
Well, I think that's kind of best left between me and them. let me just say the Christchurch or the Christchurch Airport people do know me on a first name basis.
Very good, Finn. Well, thank you very much for getting in touch anyway, even though you didn't make it back to Auckland in time.
No, and shame on me for that. But I do have a cool song to play you as well as the hymn song.
Yep, okay. What do you want?
I want Scarlet Lashes, the latest song.
Okay, so you want Hymn, Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Scarlet Lashes, and I think that latest song is Fake It Till You Make It.
Yes, and I kind of want to like take this opportunity. Scarlet Lashes is also running a Women About Sound fundraiser, which is a organization I'm reading here that aims to support women and gender diverse musicians to develop skills and confidence. And they're doing a fundraiser now for some workshops in Tamaki. So if you're one of those people that wants to know about that kind of stuff, go and donate to it.
Nice. Okay, Finn, well, I'll let you get on the plane. And we'll see you next week in the studio, hopefully, with the track that you've done with M.
Yep.
Not Lost in Space. Got a bit short-term memory loss. I can't remember what it is again.
Oh, my God, I've forgotten as well. But it's something that's like has a duality to it.
Space, right.
That you can think about space musically or space thematically, can't you?
All right. Hey, have a good flight.
Thanks, Karen. Great to talk.
See ya. Bye.
This thing out. Double Cooks.